B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Can I share something with you? We're going to get to Jeff McClain just a second. Junis, I'm so crazy, I knocked out the cord.
Yeah, I was concerned about that about an hour ago. I was hoping that you didn't drop off. It happened. How about that?
You wished it to happen.
No, I didn't. I didn't wish that.
You know why?
Why?
You put it out in the universe.
Because I can.
But why couldn't I wish C.D. Lamb? Let's go to our man for the Inquirer, Inquirer.com, the great Jeff McClain. Jeff.
Morning, Anthony.
Before you give me all their nonsense rhetoric, let me just tell you. I despise this pick for a multitude of reasons. So I just want to be on record, because you and I, you know, we like to play the game of, hey, what would we do, right? Because it comes back to criticism. Like, if I'm on board with something, then I can't criticize. I hate this pick. Now tell me what you think, and I appreciate it.
Well, I mean, you know me. I'm not going to sit here and tell you know, give an opinion more than I'll just sit here and analyze the pick. I don't know how good Rager will be in the NFL and in this offense and with Carson Wentz. I can understand the thinking behind the pick. Clearly they needed outside speed. You and I talked about this a lot. And he provides that. This kid's a burner. I know he ran a 4.47 at the combine, which is really fast, but not as fast as you would hope for a guy if you're labeling him as a burner. But he had been clocked by, I guess, laser tracking, whatever, 4.3 before the combine. Said he lost some weight and ran like around 4.2s at a virtual pro day. Take that with a grain of salt. But he had been also with GPS tracking, ran almost 23 miles per hour last season. He can high point balls. He's got a 42-inch vertical leap. His numbers weren't good last year, but the year before, they were good when they had better quarterback play. Drops have been an issue. What the Eagles did here, though, they went with playmaker speed over receiver, playmaker skill over receiver skill. And with that, you're gambling a little bit. And that, to me, could be an issue. And the other issue I have, perhaps, is, you know, Howie even alone said this himself, that there were basically two guys that they had evaluated as elite speed guys. Henry Ruggs being the first, who went number 12 to the Raiders, and clearly Rager being the second guy. So my question is, did you push what was clearly a need for the Eagles in drafting him at 21? Were teams, you know, ready to take him if he fell past 21. Howie Roseman said that he called around the league and that they were. I've already done some calling. From what I heard, that's certainly not the case with the Vikings. You could argue that maybe the Saints were ready to pounce on him, and the 49ers moved up for Brandon Ayuk, so maybe they were as well. I have yet to hear anything back for either of those teams or anybody related to those players, but that's my question, is whether Howie really went into the draft wanting to get his next quote-unquote, you know, Tyreek Hill, and did he press that need?
You know, we'd be pressing the need by trading up and doing it that way. Would have been a lot more. I'd rather take the risk of the receiver that, let's say, Ruggs, right? Now, I know it's a lot to get to 12, and we'll talk about Lamb in a second. But if you're just going Ruggs, and I know you have to get up there, but you're talking about a guy that runs every route in the route tree. Rager does not. You're talking about a kid that's got big hands. Rager does not. You talk about a kid that is shorthanded. Rieger is not.
Well, you would have had to move up to 10 or 11, and
yes.
And those teams, from what I understand, were not trading out.
Well, I know Joe was. I know Joe Douglas was not, because
Joe got the tackle he wanted. Yeah, Joe got the tackle he wanted, and the Raiders loved Ruggs. They were all in on him. So I think Ruggs was unrealistic for them.
Yeah, unless you went to Cleveland at 10. But let me ask you this.
But Cleveland really needed a tackle.
Oh, I know. I mean, you got to pay for it to happen. But you're right. I mean, it's why I can't kill him, for not getting Ruggs.
Right.
But here's where I kill him. How come you don't trade with Atlanta and Dimitroff at 16?
Well, maybe the Atlanta really wanted to get
the cornerback.
Who's the cornerback? The cornerback.
AJ Terrell.
Terrell.
But AJ Terrell, I mean, maybe they really wanted him, right? But they could have had him when the Eagles picked.
Maybe. I mean, the Raiders took a cornerback, and they took a guy that a lot of people didn't see as a first-round pick. So if Terrell falls to 19,
all right,
maybe he doesn't get past the Raiders.
All right. Okay. I still go, how come the Niners?
I don't know.
I mean, look. I mean, Lamb's fold.
If the Falcons weren't willing to deal, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah,
And the other thing I'm wondering is how it's kind of loose.
Can you make him? I don't know what the offers were. That's the problem. I don't know what the appetite was for the whole thing. Like, I agree that Ruggs is industrious. All right. Now, I don't know, but was Howie going out there like a swashbuckler going, all right, I'm willing to move, man? Or was he tentative, tipping his toe in, and the offers weren't worth their while?
I just don't think there's pretty much, I mean, obviously you would have had to really offer a lot to entice any of those teams before the Raiders to You're giving up second and more.
It's why my focus is on Lamb. I mean, again, what are you saying?
The Lamb is a fair one, but if the Falcons weren't willing to make that move, then I'm not really sure how you can get to him. And maybe, maybe Howie played his cards incorrectly. Maybe he thought that, okay, Lamb is going to get by the Falcons and the Cowboys are there, and the Cowboys don't have a pressing need for Lamb. They have Amari Cooper, and they have Michael Gallup. Maybe they don't take him.
Right, so
but the Cowboys pounced on Lamb. The other thing to consider is how he alluded to this in passing, that there are, there are caveats on these evaluations in terms of medical and character. We won't know. I mean, I found out later that the reason why DK Metcalf slipped by the Eagles was because they had a medical alert on him. Now, that obviously proved to be wrong.
Yeah, or at least because your medical staff so good.
That proved to be wrong. Now, I heard that the Eagles were placing a lot of medical alerts on players during this process. One thing you're concerned about CeeDee Lamb maybe is perhaps character. This is a guy that's known to party. I don't know. We'll see how that plays out.
I don't care. I hear you. I don't care. All right? I'm already done. Jason's our single white says, good kid. What's that get you? Nothing. Because he stinks. Because he can't play. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. Yeah, well, I'll cost you a second-round pick. So what? You know what? I told you this before the draft. I don't care what I have to give up. I don't. I didn't. I would have went to Jacksonville and tried to get up to 9. That's how insane I was for the elite outside player.
Yeah.
I think
they rate Rager up there. I think they think that he's that guy.
Let's examine Rager.
They didn't have to give up anything to get him.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
He's a project. He's 5'9½ with small hands who has issues with drops. You can tell him all you want about the... I know he played with four quarterbacks during his time at TCU. You know what? It doesn't matter if you drop the football. Who's throwing you the ball?
The drops are a concern, certainly. I mean,
it's a story this week about that. Over again.
Oh. Yeah, I wrote a story this week, earlier this week, when they selected Sheldon Gibson in 2017, the fifth round, and everyone stood up and applauded the pick like they always do after every pick. And in the back to the peanut gallery were some support staff, and Trey Brown, who was the director of college scouting at the time, leaned over to a couple other guys standing by and said, "He can't catch." And one of the other guys said, "Well, that ain't good." So, I mean, the catching thing's a big part of it. You can tell me all about the speed and you know, how he can high point balls and play above the rim and how he is with the ball in his hand. But if he can't get the balls in his hand, the ball in his hands, then what are you going to do? But that being said, you know, obviously I'm willing to suspend a lot of my skepticism until I see this guy. Because I haven't watched all of his film. I haven't watched all of his tape.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know everything about this guy. And you know, again, they talked a lot about fit. In fairness, I will tell you
that Matt Rhule told me last night that he likes the kid.
He got him good in 2018.
That he's explosive, and he likes the kid. So, you know, again, and obviously that's a guy I respect immensely. I would have taken all that aside. As much as we talked about, I wanted Lamb, or I really wanted Ruggs, Ruggs or Lamb. There's no way in the world I can trade up and get there. Then I'm taking Jefferson, because at some point I need a slot receiver, and as much as I want the outside guy, I'll take Jefferson, who I think is an NFL receiver.
Yeah, well, he can play. At least from a lot of guys I've talked to, scouts I've talked to, that they think that he can play multiple spots. Now I know
he's best suited out of the slot.
Definitely better a slot guy. This is a volume receiver, and he's got better receiver skills right now than probably will, just because that's the type of guy he is. This is a volume receiver, and that's probably what he will be in the NFL. If it were me, probably I would have, if I couldn't have gotten those guys and moved up for them, and Breaker was my guy, I would have dropped and accumulated picks. Talking to a lot of personnel evaluators around the league and executives, the wheelhouse of this draft is 20 through 50, and I would have tried to get like three picks in there now as opposed to just two. And if you trade back, I think there's probably a strong chance. Now, Howie's saying that there were teams ready to pounce on Rager. I'm not so sure about that. I've talked to a couple teams that said they had him in second, and even honestly, someone as low as the fourth round. Whatever. I mean, you know, that happens a lot. You get a lot of differing opinions on players. So I don't know. Maybe the Saints were ready to jump on Rager. Well, I'll try my best to find
I hate this pick. I just hate who I hate. I hate this pick. I don't need to hear about the return game. They have a need. Because here's the thing. Jet sweeps. This offense, I hate this offense. Jet sweeps and the everything is, you know, is short and go down the field. Get some chunk plays.
Well, they think he can do
freaking
this.
Andy Reid's offense. You got Carson Wentz.
They think he can do that. They think he can catch the ball down the field.
So he drops it like Aguilar.
Yeah, from what I've seen, he's better getting the ball and then moving with it. But I've seen some balls where he's just, you know, some plays where he's just burned by guys and caught the ball down the field.
I saw that too in the big bleeping 12.
Yeah, well, you know, Tyreek Hill played for West Alabama. You know, like, again, you have to,
I hear you.
I mean, you have to kind of, you know, project your guy to the NFL. My thing is, like, I don't like to see sometimes, and I think this is a little bit, like, these types of players, these playmaker guys, I think taking them in the first round sometimes can blow up in your face because there is a boom or bust factor here. And sometimes I like to
see Ross thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, John Ross. I mean, if you go back to, there's a bunch of guys like
how
that.
How about a guy named Josh Huff, who went early?
Right. Well, but I don't mind seeing that in the second, third, fourth, fifth round.
You know? I thought he went way too early in that draft.
Oh, he did, but I don't mind seeing it then. I just feel like your first pick, and this is a great need for you. You know, why not, again, with so many receivers in depth, why not double up? Now, they still might double up. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they take a receiver by the end of today, a second one. But in terms of the speed, Howie said there wasn't much there, and this is one of the reasons why they did it. But that also calls into question pressing that need.
All right, let me ask you, what are we looking at for today? What are you thinking? What are you eyeing up with these two picks today?
Yeah, well, I mentioned receiver. I still feel like that's a possibility. Running backs and receivers are probably going to go pretty quickly through this second round. I mean, six receivers went in the first round already, which is the most since 2009. So a lot of guys receivers have already gone. But we're looking at some pretty good players. Denzel Mims is still on the table. T. Higgins, Hamler, as you mentioned, is still available. But I think probably maybe a receiver, and then
they're not going to go with a Hamler.
Burner, no.
I would look at Mims.
Slot, yeah, they're going to go more of a slot, bigger guy, if they're going there.
Or Higgins. Well, with all the guys you like, there's good value, safety, linebacker safety. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, like Antoine Winfield, guy maybe possibly you're looking at safety. Jeremy Chin, linebacker. The other two linebackers went, the two top guys, so they won't be there. I wouldn't rule out a running back. I think that's probably unlikely. But, DeAndre Swift is still available. He falls.
I know.
What's that?
I know. You're right. I know.
I thought Andy might take him. I was right about running back, and Andy's never drafted a first-round running back. But, geez, man, he got a three-down guy who's probably ready-made adding to that offense.
Dude, that offense is sick. It's insane. It was
insane.
Funny. I was going back and forth with Spags, and he wants a defensive guy, obviously. And I go, you can't argue getting that kid. I mean, that just made your job easier. I mean, you got this offense is absurd. This Chiefs offense,
and you know, there's envy there for the Eagles. I mean, they want to build that type of explosive offense, and I just wonder if that factors into pushing for a guy that has speed on the outside. And if not, you know, if there isn't a plethora of those guys in the draft, then I hear you.
Listen, I'm a big guy, 21. Wanted the speed. I get you. I completely understand.
Yeah.
What about the car
for that? They needed it, man. They need that. And Deshaun, obviously, if he comes back and gives them 10 to 12 games, you may get a little bit of that and not have to force this kid to go in there right away and give that type of production. There's also the lack of spring workouts and questions about training camp to factor into this kid's development as well.
Yeah. All right, brother. I thought this was, and to boot, the Cowboys get Lamb. How about that offense? All right, Jeff.
I mean, that's what good teams do. Good drafting teams do. They don't, Chazon may have made more sense for them in the immediate now, but the best player on your board is C.D. Lamb. You take him. And because again, the NFL, man, things go quick. Amari Cooper, two years is the guaranteed money out of his contract is done. You just let him walk and you got a stud there waiting for him, waiting to take his place. That's why I don't think you gotta ever push needs. I think you just gotta take the best guy, the guy you love at that spot, because we're not talking about long careers here.
I know. Jeff, great stuff. Well, we'll talk to you next week. You're the man, brother. Thank you for all your hard work.
Appreciate it. Enjoy the next 2 days.
All right, buddy. Jeff McClain from the Inquirer, inquirer.com on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.